Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 326 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 20th is write down a situation where someone you know never gave up, even though they had many reasons to quit. Summarize an area of your life where you have plenty of reasons to give up. List the reasons why it is crucial for you to persevere and keep moving forward. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. As we talked about yesterday with our inside mindset fundamental of rising above, sometimes the adversity in our lives comes from unavoidable suffering, things that just happen to us that we have no control over. But sometimes the obstacles in our lives are the results of our own failures and things that do not produce the results that we want them to. And if you are anything like me, your natural inclination is to internalize those failures, to equate what you did with who you are. Back on episode number 193 of this podcast, we discussed the difference between failure as a verb and failure as a noun. And as we look for examples of people who lived successful lives, we find that all of those people, like Louis Zamperini or Helen Keller, all had moments of failure in their lives. So why is it that we consider them successful when we can clearly see that they went through failure in their lives? While we can guarantee that any successful person had failures, we can also guarantee they responded to their failures with action to overcome their obstacles. As my mentor John Gordon stated in his book, The Carpenter, failure can be a teacher, and it provides the opportunity to determine if we are a pretender or a contender. What is the difference between pretenders and contenders? Pretenders talk, contenders act. As you know, with the Write Your Own Story system, our 12 fundamentals of success are divided into pairs. Each pair contains an inside mindset fundamental and an outside action fundamental. So yes, we need to have the correct mindset, and we need to be able to say the right things, but we also need to take action. Now, if failure is a teacher, there are many different lessons that we can learn from failure. One of those lessons that we can learn as we rise above our adversity and gain new wisdom is that we do not need any more resources than what we already have inside of us. And sometimes that means we just have to keep going. We just have to get up and keep hammering away. And that maybe right now is not the right time for us to experience results in our external story. But sometimes the lesson we need to learn when we rise above our obstacles and learn from our failures is that there may be a different path for us. The obstacles and the failures may be present to show us that the plan we have for ourselves, while it may have noble intentions, is not leading us to our true greatness. As we talked about on yesterday's episode, rising above and overcoming obstacles begins to lead us from independence to interdependence on the maturity continuum, as described by Stephen Covey. And part of that maturity to interdependence is saying that our own plans and our own story are not to be used for self-promotion and selfish ambition. One of the things we need to look at through our own failures is that possibly the way to overcome our obstacles is to take a new path around them, which may lead us away from our independence of writing our own story for ourselves, and instead towards interdependence, where we are using our gifts and abilities to add value and improve the lives of others. So when we encounter obstacles through our own failures, we cannot give up, because those obstacles may be challenging us to dig down deep and continue moving forward. Or those obstacles may be showing us that there is a different path we need to take. And we need to start thinking about how our gifts and abilities and our experiences may be used to help others, rather than just promote ourselves. So how about you? Can you write down a situation where someone you know never gave up, even though they had many reasons to quit? Can you summarize an area of your life where you have plenty of reasons to give up? Can you list the reasons why it is crucial for you to persevere and keep moving forward? Sometimes we need to crush the boulders that stand in our way as obstacles, and sometimes we need to wear down our obstacles with a battle of attrition, and sometimes we need to go around our obstacles by finding a different path and a new purpose for our journey, one that is focused on others rather than just ourselves. As teachers and coaches, we have a multitude of opportunities every day to use our obstacles to increase our impact on our students and athletes by growing by 1% and giving those young people a better version of ourselves every day.